I'm Antonia Gonzalez with National Native News. In today's headlines, tribes raise concerns about ICE activity in Minnesota and the safety of their tribal citizens in the Twin Cities. And a Portland organization is hosting a MMIP awareness and advocacy training. These stories today on National Native News. This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. Tribes are raising concerns about ICE activity and the safety of their tribal citizens living in the Twin Cities after 37-year-old Renee Good was fatally shot by an ICE agent Wednesday in South Minneapolis. The Fond du Lac Band of Lake Superior Chippewa, White Earth Nation, Leech Lake Band of Ojibwe, and Red Lake Nation have issued releases expressing remorse for Good and her family. A number of Native groups have also extended their condolences, including the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition and Native Women Running. The restaurant Owamni by sous chef Sean Sherman in Minneapolis closed after the shooting. In a social media post, it said it will reopen with a portion of sales this weekend being donated to Good's family. Tribes are encouraging their citizens to report any interactions with ICE to them, to be mindful of their surroundings, carry identification, including tribal IDs, and to check in on elders and relatives in the Twin Cities. The Red Lake Nation is condemning the shooting, saying President Trump must be held accountable for his, quote, war of retribution, and that it has 8,000 members living in the Twin Cities where, quote, ICE is presently terrorizing residents. The Trump administration is justifying the shooting while city and state leaders disagree. The mayor wants ICE to get out of Minneapolis, and so does Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan, who's White Earth. On national television during an interview with ABC News Thursday night, Flanagan said, it's time for ICE to get out of Minnesota, to leave them alone, and that enough is enough. Meanwhile, in South Dakota, the Oglala Sioux tribe is also raising concerns about its tribal citizens living in the Twin Cities. In an advisory to tribal citizens, OST President Frank Starr comes out said he has been made aware that ICE detained 4 of their tribal members in Minneapolis. He said tribal attorneys have been instructed to reach out to Flanagan and work toward their release. The advisory to Oglala Lakota citizens also includes how to handle ICE interactions and to contact Starr comes out or other officials with the tribe immediately. A Portland organization involved with missing and murdered Indigenous people awareness and advocacy is holding volunteer training. Brian Bull of Buffalo's Fire reports on what people should expect should they participate in MMIP events. And I'm Antonia Gonzalez.